לא דובלס אחר שצוקר פנימה. אף הוא. Not only who are you in there, but even more now, after all, Gugurlus Achash itself of Nehemiah. Today's story day. Story day. How are we going to say stories? How are we going to say stories? Story day. Bill tells us a story. He's walking one day, and they saw none less than a skull floating along. Amalek. It's an interesting conversation between Hillel and the skull. And the Mishnah is for us and the overhear the conversation. Okay? So Hillel's looking at the skull and he says, skull, Ador, taped. Since you drowned others, you drowned somebody, that's why you were drowned. So a few times it's a school of broken deep. And the end will be those that drowned you will be drowned. Okay. The job that we have tonight is so we took it on ourselves, just to understand this mission. What? How are you? I don't even know how to ask the question. What's going on here? What's going on? Story day. Story. He of all people decided that he was walking along the arm and he had a skull. It was very nice to skull. Told them all. Some people have a fortune. And then connected up to the end of the last Mishnah. The end of the last Mishnah is Mokin Shen Ish. Ish Tal is Ish. Somebody should learn that Ish means Ish Teichach. The person who gives Teichocha. Then, it will give you a prime example. You just turn the page here. And he's walking on the skull and he gave the skull over the head. Over the skull. Oh, the skull! No, you drowned. I would imagine the skull knew one would drown. Put this way. If he didn't understand, if the skull is somebody you talk to, that you can listen to who, then he probably remembers the skull. So what was...
even likely that he would have understood it before it was a skull better.
Could be. Then there's some technical questions that everybody asks. The big one, the big problem is that if you're saying that the reason why you were drowned was because you drowned somebody, and now that you were drowned, the people who drowned you are going to get drowned. So this is an unending train of events. So there's a problem. How did it start? And if you're going to tell me that the first person who got drowned didn't get drowned because he drowned, so how do you know that this skull is not the first person? If the only way you can get drowned, try that again. I know it's hot and tired, but try it again. Okay. The mission is telling us that if you drown the skull, so you got, why? Because you drowned somebody else. Right? The skull and Mr. A and Mr. B. Who's Mr. B? Mr. B is the one who drowned the skull. Right? The skull drowned Mr. A. The skull is not floating. And Hillel was telling him, don't worry, it's going to be taken care of. You think he's going to get away with it? No. He's not going to get away. He drowned you? He's also going to drown. So number one question is that, start with an easier one. The easier one is that this skull, Hillel's first statement, is that he drowned and therefore is drowned. So therefore, he deserves to be drowned, because you just explained that. Explain to me that you were drowned because you drowned somebody. So why is the person who did justice by drowning you going to get drowned? If he deserved to be drowned, because he drowned somebody else. Then why is he considered to be drowned? If every person who's drowned is only there because he drowned somebody, it's another problem. So here's the weird three steps. Number one, A, was Mr. Skull drowned him. Now it's the Skull that drowned him, number B. So don't worry, Mr. Skull, you, Mr. B, who drowned you, he's going to get drowned by Mr. C. And then Mr. D, you go back in the other direction. The thing is, that it has to stop somewhere. Everything had to begin. The first person who got killed in the world didn't kill before he got killed. So if we go back that far, it doesn't work. Right. It's a question to see. So as you can see, we didn't know until now, you could get killed even if you didn't kill. So if we were to assume that somebody could get killed if he didn't kill, so then what is hell coming us in the first place? How does he know if the first person got drowned? Mr. A, the skull drowned, why did he get drowned? Also because he drowned somebody else. And he drowned somebody else. Where do you want to stop? Where do you want to stop? Mr. Z. Z. Okay. Right? Wherever you want to stop, you want to tell me that he got drowned because he was stammer Russian. So how do you know Mr. Skull is not stammer Russian? And if you don't know, then what are you saying? So, the Mishnah is very, very unclear what exactly is the message here. Well, can you go now?
Yeah. Another problem. I don't know if it's a problem. I really don't know what it is. It's Skull's foot.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Are we talking? We're talking about an analogy. We're not talking about a real long-term skull.
Yes, you know. But that's a minor problem.
I don't know. But
the analogy is also a minor problem.
Whether it is an analogy, it's not an analogy. It's an analogy. Whether it is emotional, it's not emotional.
Yeah.
But even if it's not emotional, even if it's not emotional, it's emotional. So whether it actually happened or not, it doesn't even matter. That's not the point. I mean, the Mishnah wrote the story is the point. What Hillel is teaching us Okay, so let's start. No, let's start somewhere. We'll start with the Rishonim. That's where we usually start. Chosen Rebbeinu Yonah. So we'll see the way we... The Rebbeinu Yonah, we can never speak for himself. This is the Chosen David, brings the Rebbeinu Yonah, explains it a little, actually, salt and pepper. We might not have understood it clearly from the Rebbeinu Yonah, so we'll see it inside the Chosen David. Chosen Rebbeinu Yonah. Ramdeinu b'mesura is it. He's coming to teach a Shneidva. There are two Yisoyidus that it says in the Mishnah. Number one. Number one, number one is that even if a Ritzach deserves to get killed, that doesn't factor the one of killing him from getting killed, from being considered a Ritzach also, because only Bezdin can do that. You have to remember that the Mishpat or the Kibbutz, Mishpat is the Bezdin business. Bezdin is a story that's very important to know regarding the halachos of Mishpat. It's an age and not these things. A lot of times there are things that are understood, this will help understand a lot of sugyas. You have to understand that the difference between Torah law and civil law is that civil law assumes that they are in charge of justice. And justice within the system that they're dealing with ends and begins within the rules and the laws and the system. So what are we going to do? They're going to go free? Show you curve the mazik. You know, it's too bad to get callous, and he's not good enough to get killed. It's not bad enough to get killed. Right? So it goes free. He doesn't go to callous, and he doesn't get killed. He's a mazik. With Aiden. Just not strong. It goes free too. was that in that shit? So we have to remember the story, number one, is that we in prayer do not function as the representation of justice. The Rabbeinu Shlomo directly or intimately is involved in all private affairs, and he takes care of it. And really, that there would be a mitzvah, a chiyuv from Yehud, a parasha for every individual. One of the targeting mitzvahs included, many of the targeting mitzvahs that we have nowadays also. Din shayim yusof. Din shayim. Din nekach amantah. What is din nekach amantah? It has got to be a law. It's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Yeah. If it wouldn't be a mitzvah, then it wouldn't be our business. We'll look to bring it to the mishpat of the people. Mitzvah, Torah of the Shemayimi, Torah of the Shemayimi. Vashem gave the sins to Torah of the Shemayimi. Vashem gave Torah to us. But that's how it's exactly what's good. This is what he gave us to do. According to that level that he gave us to do, that the responsibilities beyond that, so much responsibilities. Even when it is our responsibility, we don't function as a separate system of justice. We function only as a representation, a shliach, of the mishpat Hashem that the Baruch Hu gave over to be done through the Bezdin. If you're not a Bezdin, but you're right, you deserve it. You're still a Ritzach. He was a Ritzach of an innocent person. And you were a Tzayach of a guilty person. So, it should go down a level? No. You killed. You murdered. You didn't have a right to murder. You're not a Bezdin. You're not Sanhedrin. His Hezbollahs are his Hezbollahs. And you are a Tzayach. You're okay. So that's the first lesson of the Mishnah. That there's no differentiation between the first and the second. We all know the first one was an evil person, and the second person was a real good person. He got rid of an evil person. He got rid of an evil person. It doesn't help. If it wasn't LPD, then you never would say.
There's only one problem.
Only one problem? Yeah, which one is it? King, that's a problem.
Well, I don't know if it's a problem, but certainly.
That's halacha. That's halacha ve'in ma'inkin. That's part of Torah.
Yeah.
It's halacha ve'in ma'inkin. He learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a law. It's a halacha. You know, in prison. So it's not something that somebody has to come inside the person. So when it comes inside the person, it's a halacha. It wouldn't be a fair tzech. And that's the reason why it says over there in Chazal that he took his life in his hands, so he was his marriage. Because there's roots. And there's a whole kind of souls coming around him. And one false move, he would be killed. He would be killed by the Ritzach. He would be thrown into the deep dungeons of Canaan. The Ritzach and the Ritzach can go. He had to walk exactly according to Allah. Otherwise you can't do such a thing. The more it's outside of the Bezdin where the halacha goes. It says you could take the din into your own hands, and you really gotta watch out. Because he's accomplished it there. That's not taking long to help him. That's part of what? What's part of the din?
I'm missing the beginning. This will happen. One thing I'll what if this is a basic self-defense act? Guy's going to kill you or something.
Yeah. Ah. We're not talking about that. It's a lot of times you can kill.
We're talking about rape. So we're just talking about when you decide, bad guy, my job. I see the, clearly I see the light, this guy's dead, and I'm going to save the world and take care of him for everybody.
Even if he's quite decent.
We'll go back, and the abortion, some of the abortion go back and bring labor. But the whole thing, the same kasha, just to see here how where this is going back. This kasha refers back to One of the first people who carried out because of a heavenly decree and got punished for it was Pav. Everything he did was in the Ruach. It seems from Kavala he knew it. And they knew. So the Kanani knew that Kaisa was coming there next. They knew. Since that guy knew. Since with the Yaakov, you know, that he knew already. They had the Messiah. They knew, but since the Kaisa was, you know, times like that, they weren't worried about it, you know. They knew. So the Goy does something that was predetermined by the Ruach. That this story is supposed to be. How was some kind of Hashem? This was ancient life. Should have gotten scarred from kindness. This is an old question. Anybody who's anybody wrote on it. It's an issue. The most basic approach is that it depends. If you would have done it as a king with ancient life, mukbal only, motivated only by your tzoynot, then he would undoubtedly get much scar for his very, very worthy act. It would look quite different. Because there's a lot of translations of the evil. There's a lot of translations of the evil. There's no translation that says that you kill children. What? That was his well-added voice. That proved the whole operation. Killing is much beyond even killing babies and valuing the blood. Horrendous. Horrendous. Picture it in terms of, in today's terms. Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim was be'erich, the size of Klai Yisrael that we're familiar with. 300 babies a day. Picture. 300 babies a day. Bathing is blood. Some doctor told me it's good. It's amazing. Amazing. They still had more children. Christ always built that for the same stuff. Kashay Yuri, can you? Can you do this? God is the Christ, so they don't stop in there. Christ goes on. That doesn't say anything for the enemy. That doesn't mean anything. That's the vicious. Plain ordinary. He was the abbe of all the gorgeous power. They bring from the air comes from the river. I look to the Zagulis was the power. And he was the duke of the nation there. It's the once a year, regardless. That's the same. And he will measure the power of what he will tell you, the global service. But the message is that don't hide behind the good intentions. Good intentions, what do they say? The path to get heaven was paved with good intentions. But a person wants to do something, even if justice is on his side, check whether it's healthy there. And if not, don't do it. I don't want to start going into a nice lot of different stories that happen in business, in relationships with Shekhin, in Lashon Hara situations. But very often people can do terrible, terrible, evil things. Right? And how does a good person do such a thing? The justice is on his side. But he's right, justice is on his side. Alright. Okay. That's not the way that we motivate mice. That's what motivate mice in our PD. Is this mice a mice that is okay? Is this something that you can do? All the justice in the world is an alpha of it tonight. Where's it coming from? Where's it going to? And I'll see what it's doing. You killed Hitler.
I'm on a
crazy. Hitler, not the... I thought he didn't. He didn't kill someone. So shy that I had a wife. I killed him out there. Ain't out, he didn't go to music. The famous thing that once made this demonstration of and the Achim al Azoyim. Baby crying in the middle of the night. You had this one? That's fine. Baby crying in the middle of the night, trying to get adapted to see what it's like. So Irish. I'm not familiar with the story. Different versions of this on the internet. The punchline is the baby's name was Alabama. The punchline at the end of the whole story. The thing is that the Renishons in China is what it's all about. And any action that we do, especially when it's Jewish mode, especially when you come to, someone said, Mokam Atzedek, when the person's right, Shom HaResha. That's when the real Rishon comes. The person feels he's in the right, or how do you feel all of the normal, a person normally has natural tendencies to feel the difference to even that. You need to what a person will do. What it feels. I do, shame on me. The right thing, justice on my side. Forward. Now you can. Before you pick up the money from his life, you pick up his jobs, make sure what you're doing. Make sure what you're doing. Because it's now, he didn't go to the other side. And the Queen Ardin, what it says over here, is that the exact same meter connecting meter that we had for the first return, we're going to have for him too. You were drowned, you were drowned, the next one can be drowned, all of them are drowned.
Can you say that you don't know any better? You could be on Mars and... No. You know that one?
No, that's not very good.
That's
not good. She just come with me.
The end of the shape of the mission, I think, is to say that.
Sure.
If he's on Mars, he says no yet. Just how he did.
The second lesson that the Yavit says in the name of the Yehuda, this is more than Midik Negev Mida. This is a special form of Midik Negev Mida. When a person does something ra, so that ra comes back to boomerang, hits him back. You drown somebody, that will cause you to get drowned. See the Rambam, but Rambam also says the same idea, and then maybe we'll see the story. Okay, story. That one says like this. At the bottom of the Tema, in the Shapuras Arois, Yeshuva the Rosh Hashem, says a Teva. The Rosh is teaching us a Teva Rokhim here. This is just a natural form of cause and effect. And if you throw stones, and if it's happened, you're going to end up tripping on them. If you do Maisim Roya, that very thing is going to come back your way. So only the Midah Shalom Rosh Hashem, right? And then the Rosh says, there's our Rosh Hashem. וזה דבר הנראה לעין בכל עש, בכל זמן ובכל מוקר. In case you're putting any doubt, well, very clear. So this is not talking about the super-duper forms of Hashkocha that don't happen every day. This is talking about the super-duper forms of Hashkocha that happens every day. This is guaranteed. This is the way it is. So we'll get, before she asks the questions, that sometimes there are questions. There are questions against the guarantee. For example, we've seen people that we know killed at a risk, and they died on their bed, said, oh, right, right, old age. They ask the question to get through the time. Try to get through our subject. We'll get back to that maybe. וזה דבר אני על העין בכל עץ ובכל זמן ובכל מקום שכל מי שיעשה רע ויחדש מיני החומס וכחיסוס שהוא עצמו יוזק מן הרוי סהם ועצמו אשר יש שהוא לימד מלוך השפס ונזק לא יוזק לסה וכן כל המלמד מיילו says the positive is also true that a person brings into the world teaches something of quality מיילו שמחלש פועל טועיף מן הטייבס, הגיעו תוארס הפועל ההוא, בני שהוא לימד דור השעש הטועיף, לא יהיו לזבור. Here we learn more further than the regular in Gemida. Here we're learning that, that's what the Rambam says here, if you learn the דור החודש. He did something of special quality, something either negative or positive. Something miyuchad. The Maharal explains also, not how he answers some questions, that Stam, if we find a skull on the ground, that wouldn't yet indicate whose chain of affairs. The exclusive description that the Mishnah says over here of a skull floating in the river, he explains from the language of Fuha, is total annihilation. Where somebody is wiped out, so that he didn't get buried even, and even what was left of him is in that time, it's a marble, it's a portion of marble. A yuchad, raised by the this form of a special form of ra, is something unique. That requires that that uniqueness will take it down. This is a very nice job of collecting a few stories with Makaris, the Shetzach. These are real stories, all the stories are always real. Things like this that happen. Two nice stories. Nice story. Famous story. So I've heard before, but here he brings it so nicely. There was a melech, he had his court breakers, court doctor, a Jew. He was a chokhom. He became a advisor to the melech. And the melech liked him very much. And the court bishop didn't like him very much at all. And the bishop tried to make trouble. And the king didn't listen. So the bishop started up with the king's daughter. And convinced her to go through this whole act of framing the doctor. And all of these are not important, but for Maisha, she convinced her father that she, in a dream, here, it's going to be either she was sick, it's either she's going to die, or the doctor, that's one of the two have to go to work. She said, if you don't believe me, you go to the bishop, and you'll see what he says. This is, he checked it up in the holy books, and tell people. He went to the bishop. He got confirmation that this is the Holy Spirit, whatever. He said, this is the right thing to do. And the melech had no choice. His poor daughter who loved so much was dying. This is the only way he's going to save him. So he gave orders for the court people who warmed up the palace. In the morning, he sent a message to the doctor. He wants him to meet him at the palace to come first thing in the morning. And he told him, first thing in the morning, they warm the palace. That's when they start off the furnace to warm up the palace. And an old man comes with a white beard, from it into the furnace. So, that's what he said. So, the king went his way, the doctor went his way. And the bishop went his way. The doctor came in the morning and he's gone. Mel told him to show up first thing in the morning, he's on the way. On the way there, the little boy comes over and tells him that our mother, Ramona, is sick. And I'm this little boy, he's the oldest of six children. And if you don't go help us, you're going to be in big trouble. So, but the king told me, I don't come. So most definitely, yeah. It's going to be all sorts of, all seven of us are in there. This is because I don't show up. The angel is what the monk says. So it says, who says your life is better than all of our lives? Your one life and this is our lives. Hey. So, we went and took care of the poor woman. And the king had a very bad night. All night he couldn't sleep. He had terrible nightmares. He realized he was doing a terrible thing. And he got the morning side. He's going to see if he can still stop. And the bishop had a wonderful night. And he drank a lot. Put out 100 pages. And he got up in the morning and he decided he wants to go down to the friends and see him coming in. Well, while he was Mel's coming down the stairs, my doctor comes in running 10 minutes late. He sees the Mel pulls himself down, and the Mel starts laughing. He says, what's so funny? I thought you were about to kill me. He says, it was. But that's how it happened. Another story. There's a lady. The Nusuk is a Yushalayim Nusuk, if you want to say it. The lady in there, somewhere in Europe, used to go around being Marcel of Sochem, her mom. She would collect money. So she supported her orphans. And she went to the Dukis. She went to the Dukis also. And the Dukis would give her whatever it is. And so saying thank you. What she said to anybody who gave her money was that whatever a person does, he does for himself. And the Dukas didn't like that. She thought that was a very good principle. And it happened once, twice, three times. And she really, really was very, very upset. And therefore she decided she's going to send her a present. A beautiful cake with some poisoning. And then she won't be bothered anymore with this family. So, sent the servants, beautiful cake. And had to bake the coin to a special recipe. And it was delivered. Poor lady off the door. What a kid. Puts on the table. Took this. Nice. Really nice. Looking at the cake, showing, seeing the thoughtfulness. The Dukas, a little old lady like me, is on the cake. She's about 2.5 months off my birthday. Before she went to eat it, she said, she had such pleasure seeing it. She's not going to eat it yet. So every time she goes by, she sees the cake there. Comes her heart. Meanwhile, the son of the Dukas was off on a hunting trip. He was very hungry. He came home early in the morning. He was very hungry. And he couldn't make it all the way back home. So he knocked off this little hut on the way home. So I'm going there, maybe there's something to eat. And she was so happy. Yeah. She sent me a cake. And here, Lucas, son walks in and has some cake. Then he didn't feel very well after the cake. And she said, she better go tell the truth. And she ran over to Lucas and says, "Mom, the cake you sent me is so nice. And some very strange thing happened." So was the story. And Lucas said, now I understand what you said. Whatever a person does, he does for himself. So yeah, both sides of what the Rambam says. V'chol is. V'chol show, v'chol mokoy. Guarantee. There are other mice. The mice in the house. The whole ace. The whole show. The whole mokai. The person is mechadish. Brings out anything that is of particular good. The Mishnah is telling us of particular bad. He will be the first one to receive the good services of that. Each one of the others brought something into the world. That not all of us would feel the clarity, the greatness of it. And each one of them was given the privilege of being the first one. Well, probably, you know, had a son, Yitzhak. He grew up a little bit, so then there was no Zilpah in those days. So it was exactly, looked exactly like him. And people get confused, they didn't know who the father was, the son. So, you know, but, you know, Zilpah would be a very nice thing. So people shouldn't get confused between generations. And he says, power of Zilpah. No, the Rebbe Yishon answered him and said, wonderful idea, for Ruchani Masri. Or he will say, Rom Zokin Baruch. The same thing with Yitzhak, he started Yisun, he got blind. And the same with Yaakov, he started with Machwa. Tell them people can get sick and die, they just die. Yaakov, he says, the person just dies, he doesn't get any warning, but he has a chance to do tshuva, does get a chance to set up. There's might would be bigger chesed that at the end of life, there's a warm up, the last run. There's other trails also, but red flags go up, and you're given 30 days notice, 3 years, 10 months, whatever it is each person. And the revelation says, wonderful idea, for Khani Masa. You'll see how far it goes. I'm not sure whether this is called a good thing or a bad thing. Here we see it, it's both together. But anything that a person is machadish, if he was machadish it, so he's going to get the first portion. Even the others, that maybe for their own purposes, they were going to chew without it. I don't know if he had any chew on it. He would have prepared himself for it, but just fine. The Ikir Vada, he came with Tikkun Olam. But even so, if he brought the idea into the world through his tefillah, then he has to get the first serving. First serving, the Chani Masra. That's halacha that comes from this mission. This mission is included in this mission, and he said to this mission that whatever a person brings into the world, even if he brought it for others, both negative and positive. The Rabbah Chalk teaches us, look at first serving. Look at first serving. It's a Maitse Chovetz Chaim, the original gift of the very from the Chovetz Chaim, of a family that was thrown out in the middle of winter because they couldn't pay the rent. Chovetz Chaim was young in the city, there was a person that was a landowner, had housing. There was a family and couldn't pay the rent. It was already months and months and they didn't pay the rent. And the landowner in the middle of the winter took the roof off the house. Those days were a little easier. But then took the roof off the house and put them out. Chaim says that's a rat when you had. It's a special form of rat. Justice, I mean, it's true, they didn't pay the rent. It's your house, and you have a right to throw them out. They remove all of their promises, all of time were passed already. What's Chaim said? It's going to keep track of this family. He says he saw four generations of this family, and not one of them died in bed. Every single one of them died in Yisrael Mashiach. The person who did it, his children, and his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Every single one of them, he said, what time you said? Every single one of them died in Misa Mishun. And Misa Mishun, strange, unnatural death. Two generations later, someone said, wonderful fellow, but all of a sudden this tragedy has happened. Eventually, I have long memory. They have very short memories. It's one memory. They have very short views. You see, maybe we see what's immediately in front of us. That's why I was here. You have hills and glasses, and then you can see better. What would we see if we saw a skull floating in the stomach and Mumadrega Seino? It would be proper that if at least we would get above, oh, that's interesting. Like Kara's instead. That is Mazurchadit Bera. And if we would really be quick on the draw,
fruit, anything else. We tried to get the skull and bury it. We called it Hevet Kedisha before it falls down the river and understand. Hillel's has been the skull was a skull. You know what you're doing in the river? Hakesh. If you're in the river, there's something beautiful is out there. If you're in the river, no. If you're in the river because you drown somebody, they drown you. Hillel, the Hillel. He sees the whole picture. When you cast the picture. The other half of the Mishnah also. Yeah. You drowned somebody who was also hurt, sir. The person who drowned you drowned her, sir. Who get drowned? So there was also Shlaya. The person doesn't have. Boomerang. I see that in the head. I don't know if an answer is all of the unit of what they lived in such a Mishnah. But at least a mashu, a beginning. For us to understand Yidach Ne'eshem, Yidach Ne'ashkocha, the Yisoidos. Maybe we just will end with on a positive note, as the Rambam says. There's a puzzle like that in Stocker. Shlach lach mecha ha'pnei ha'mei. Shlach lach ha'pnei ha'mei. Ki, that is like one portion of the Lord, no yazor. Very young yazor. You see a river, throw a loaf of bread into the river. It sounds like you're throwing out bread, you're wasting. Many days later, it'll come back. What's the message? The person gives stocker, like that lady said, he's putting away money in the bank. Dad's and like my mice, like stocker, that's the only money that's really good. Says that Nias and Ashir is a galgo crazy bird, which means it's a mitzvah. Just like there's rise and falls of countries, there's rise and falls of day and night. It's a natural mitzvah. That Ashiras and Anius travels around the world. It's a galgal through the generations. So, and the one who's up on top one day, and the next time around the circle, either in person through the Gulen or through the generations, he may be on the other end. The person had one time that's the same in Anius. Sometimes it's even within the person's lifetime. A person can go like this, Mishnah has stated about, can go from one side to the other. And the Yusuf issue is that I'll go crazy. Things turn around. The Shiim of one generation can be the Anim of the next generation, the Anim of one generation can be the Shiim of the next generation. Shlach lach mechal peh moi. A person who gives stokah. Kol echad lefi inyona. Kol echad lefi hilchos sam. According to his law, according to his chiyuv. He's creating a toiv. That toiv is his. He'll get back one. Where? How? So that the Hasid Yavitz is the guy who soif with the fire to tuf. There's a soif here. This world is a world of that abai. Things don't happen immediately. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Erech HaPayim, the first 10 generations, and then Amago. Or the second 10 generations, and then Avraham Avinu. Those are the two forms of existence in the world. Either Erech HaPayim, and then finally the price will be paid, or Erech HaPayim, and finally the schus will be earned. One of the two. It's another sugya, I'm just saying it in passing. The justice, the mitzias, is b'chol eis, b'chol shol. What's the reason we don't see it? On your side. On your side, we have short vision. What time it is, that story probably took me 70 years. He kept it in his packet, 60 or 70.
that it started when he was very young, a child. And he told her the gift of this when he was a very old man. So it's been following this family now for generations. It takes time. But the sleep at the end, they're a pipe. Long time. But there's a search. There's an end. All the stories have an end. Even Shrem have an end. Okay. Search at the end, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah to us. This is both a chizuk for us to be very mo'id that even a roi that's betzedek, ki'ilu, ara, before you do it, think not twice, 10 times. Ara, the fact that you're right, this has to be warned rather than pushing to act. If most machloekis can be avoided that way. Most machloekis can start because each one sees the degree that he's right, and then loses control, and doesn't think anymore, there's no any further. The rest of them realize when I'm right that they really watch out, the most machloekis can be avoided. Now, the positive number, sometimes it's difficult to do too. It's difficult. Shlach lach lachavei amai. The marshal that the prophet used sounds like throwing it in, throwing it, wasting it. I need it for myself. There are people sometimes they could stop and they want to see, they want a Kabbalah. Right? They want to see the building. You can build buildings a lot easier than you can support the daily existence of these years, for example. Why? Because you can put up a plaque on a wall, you can't put up a plaque on a launch. Yeah. That chicken was gone today, tomorrow there's another chicken. People like to see, oh, here, what I did this wall. Baloney did this wall. Pick up the wall and put your money in the bank. He did this wall. Okay. We're not going to. But the person wants to see immediate, here, this is what I did. I got my money's worth. It's not the way to do stuff. Shlach lach lachal. Shlach lach lachal pay your money. Take your money for it out. Of course, it means that not to be careless with that. That's a joke. Don't look for instant pleasure and stuff. Don't look for alpidin. Of course, person has to know how to give stuff alpidin. So, long term then. You're doing something not so noticeable. You're helping out a family that is not going to solve the problems. Still going to be problems. Tomorrow's going to still be problems. Right? Yesterday, someone came to me. It's a very interesting situation where a person, a possible person, who got into a serious financial situation, very large sum of money. What are you going to do with that?
Indeed.
I hear the crowd. I just think my painting. Because it's not my league.
It's
not my league. I get 10 check. 25 check. Something, 100 check.
So that was about to
turn around and give me a listen. That's not the way it gives stuff. Somebody asks you to finish the job. Somebody asks you to complete the job. Here's the problem, do what you can. Now go to the next one. On this it says, in the same stuff are called Kutu, Kutu, and Serek, and Serek, and God. What does that mean? This is an advertisement for a savings account, you think? That 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 2 plus 3 equals 4, and you put around a lot of ones, and you end up to 1,000. 1,000 ones equal 1,000. That's what the most common is. The mitzvah of tzedakah is that you're given it putas. And when you're given the putas, you don't see the cheshbon goel. You don't see the cheshbon goel. And when you don't see the cheshbon goel, you say, well, it's a puta, yeah. It's gone, what is it? The cheshbon of tzedakah works, though, that from putas, 1 equals 10, and 2 equals 25, right? And 3 is 100. How? I don't know, but ask any garbage story. Yeah. I'll tell you that's the way it works. He tries to figure out the end. Right? If you try to look at Chila, figure out how he's going to accomplish the task that needs to be done, he would have given up before he started. It's impossible. Before he turned around, it's finished. This guy gave me a Muslim. You know that you're not the first person.
Huh?
You're not the first person who wants. And if everybody were willing to talk your attitude, then we would talk about it and anything. But we're past the halfway mark. And only from people that thought that we're not in that part of the thought. The view, I don't know. It's written down, so that doesn't make sense. Put the style of Cheshbon and go. Shlach, lach, 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 lach. You have to do Toiv. When a person does Toiv, on a Cheshbon, shlach, lach, 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 that's a special form of Toiv. That's the Toiv that the Rambam saying, okay, that's equivalent to the, that's the Zeppelin, the Ulam, the Mozir, of the Ra, of drowning somebody out he did. Where you save somebody where it seems up to you that you didn't do anything. You thought that if you killed somebody up to you know, it's a, if you thought you didn't save somebody because you're the master. You saved. It's not right. If it seems that you know who the primary receiver of the benefit of that's right. The number one on the list, who's the first one to get the results?
The giver.
Yeah. That's a tell. The thing that always us. That's a tell. It's a tell of a person who's mechan of something toiv, they'll be the first to receive. It's off.